Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, do you hate Mondays?
I mean, third day of the week.
How often do you wake up and know it's Monday?
Usually the puppies are a bit more tired on Mondays for me.
Now, okay, so you don't work like the normal, you know, Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 job or anything like that. But at one point you did, right?
Yeah.
So when you did that, did you hate Mondays?
More than other days?
Yeah.
Like, did I'm you a particular it? Case. I just hate it all days.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair.
What about you?
I've never had an issue with, like, Mondays. I hate, like, Tuesdays more than I hate Mondays. Like, if I had to pick a day, Tuesday's the worst for me. Like, tomorrow.
So you'd, like, get in a fist fight with Garfield over this shit.
Yep, probably. But now, I have even, like, more things that I've started to even, like Mondays more. Because now I wake up, Spotify makes the Discovery playlist, like the Discover Weekly, and I get all kinds of new music to check out. The Always Sunny podcast. Just like, now I just have things to look forward to on Monday morning. But I've always contributed my, like, unnecessary, me not liking or me not hating Mondays to, it's been so long since I've had a Monday through Friday job. Like, it's always been, I'm working through the weekends or whatever, so.
Yeah, so, like, Mondays aren't really Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But they are.
But I guess my point is if you are working a 9-to-5 job, you just have to change the way you're looking at it. You know, instead of seeing it as the end of your weekend, see it as you're one step closer to the next weekend.
Probably worthless time invested into a terrible job.
Yeah. Quit your job. I said quit your job.
Yeah, quit that job. Fuck that. Kill the machine. Kill the machine.
It's just an interesting thought I had on the way to work.
Yeah. How, like, it's make been every, so long. Every Wednesday your Monday.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've worked a Monday through Friday job that.
Just to have, like, a regular schedule in that way where you have multiple days off consistently. And then you have to go back to it.
But I'd say even, like, even when I take a break, like, my day going back to work isn't dreadful. I, like, so.
Well, you don't hate your job. That's, yeah, I think, a lot of what it is
I have
hate their existence.
I have a lot of anxiety, like, the last day of vacation of going back. But once I get back into it, it's like I never left, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, and
but there's no like hatred there. So,
yeah, you just don't. It's
I'm lucky
just because you don't hate your job.
Mm-hmm. I'm very lucky.
Same, yeah. If you do hate your job, quit. Get something. Find something better.
Yeah, you can. There's so many options out there to work in that you can find something that aligns closer to your passion.
And if you can't quit right this second, make a plan to quit.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want you to, you know, just give up on everything. And we don't want to be blamed for you guys being poor. Is what it boils down
yeah.
to.
Kill the machine, but I mean,
take care of yourself first.
Yeah. Take care of your family.
Anyway, now that we've gotten through my rant about Mondays.
Yeah, Monday rant's done.
Thank you guys.
Well, hey, we can do like hi.
Hi.
Introduce ourselves now.
Hi. That's what I was getting to.
Oh. Well, damn it. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Hi. My name's Eric.
Oh, is this my turn? Hi. I'm Kyle. Oh, that was terrible. I got way too close to the microphone.
Do you mind?
Hi, I'm Kyle. Oh, I did it again. Oh my gosh. Woo! Woo! Hi, I'm Kyle.
And together, we're the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast, where we talk about Monday mornings, I guess, and disc golf.
Disc golfing on Monday mornings. That does make, hey, that is one thing. Disc golfing on Monday mornings is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. If only. So. Is that when your tag leagues was?
Yes, I really miss it.
When are you going back?
It's when I have my walk.
Oh. You have to work.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I know. It's like the one downside of this job, but.
But other than that, it's all.
Other than that. Never had a job where I get done and I'm like, whew, I get paid for this? That's dope.
Sick, bro.
Like, don't tell the owners or clients, but I would totally do it for free. Well, they're just great dogs. I just have such a good time.
If any of the clients ask me about this, I'm going to deny it.
Oh, I'm
Oh, that must be another Kyle. That's not me.
That's some other guy.
Yeah. Somebody else is from Colorado and walks dogs and disc golfs named Kyle.
There's not a lot. I don't know.
Now we're just giving them details.
I might just need to go ahead and just move this along, guys. So,
all right. Well, so thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the podcast. We look forward to this pretty much every week. We're going to get back. We're back. We're going to be on a good schedule for a while until something happens and we're not.
Hey, we're going to try our darndest. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
Use code ONO10 for 10% off over at DiscBaron.com. Use code ONO20 for 20% off over at FrictionGloves.com. Use code ONO for free shipping on any item over at our Teespring store. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter, a TikTok, and a YouTube. All at ONO Disc Golf.
And super exciting news. I have decided to run my first tournament.
Ooh.
Very nervous. Super nervous.
You're going to do great.
Just because it's like first time jitters, you know, for anything.
Yeah.
Which it's almost like, I don't want to say it's fun, but it's like nice to get those jitters because it means I really enjoy what I'm doing. So what makes me anxious is not doing it to the potential I know I can.
Yep, makes you feel alive. Those are jitters that make you feel alive.
So I'm running it in the second weekend of October. If any listeners are anywhere nearby.
So these are people we do want to be near.
Yes.
We're switching angles very quickly.
Post the flyer that I made, well, my wife made on Instagram. And you can always message us on Instagram, and I will send you the link. But yeah, it's October 8th.
Thanks for making the flyer, Brittany.
It is. She made a really nice job. I was not surprised that she could do it. I just can't, you know, so stuff like that's surprising when it happens.
You're like, holy shit, talent.
Yeah, because mine was going to be like, you know, like the old 1990s. Early 2000s, like, word art, you know what I mean?
Stick drawing.
Yeah, stick, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I at least know how to do word art, so that's what I was going to do. But she got a basket on there, and made it a very pretty color.
Let's go.
But yeah, I'm just running a very small, easy to run tournament. I'm not finding a lot of sponsors or anything. I'm just mostly, all the money I'm taking in, I'm giving right back out to the players that show up. Super cheap, no player packs or anything. And just, you know, give people the chance to come out and kind of play singles competitively against the field. So I already have 10 people signed up. So
awesome.
On my way. I honestly worried if we somehow got to 72 of like a full card on each hole at Cass City would just, I feel like, would be miserable.
That would suck. It'd be a lot.
Yeah, so I'm thinking if I do get the full 72, I might change, like, put some alternative holes just to kind of spread everybody out a little bit more.
Or you could just, like, have two start times. But, I mean, that's just thinking out loud. We can brainstorm later if you want.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say I'm like, just proud of... I don't know if proud is the right word, because that's, like, you know...
Excited.
Yeah, I'm just excited for you to, like... I like how you are pushing yourself into, like, new things and, like, course design and the... All the things.
Isn't it weird how when you say proud, you feel like you're coming from a place of, like, power and looking down on somebody?
Yeah, I hate that, too. So I always am like...
It's not the meaning of the word. Like, I can be proud of you without coming from a place of power, but it just feels like it when you say it.
It's just... I know. It's a word that I, like, just try not to use anymore. I don't know.
I've been doing, and I really like this, is I'll tell people that they should be proud of themselves, you know, because... Then it means the same thing, but it's not as, like, me looking down. I think. I don't know. Maybe they don't see it that way. I guess right. I should ask.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. For me to, like, say it to you, I see us as, like, you know, I'm like, an equal to you. So I'm just, like, I've seen you come out of your shell, and I'm just so happy for you.
Yeah. I was not a public speaker before this podcast and before leagues.
And you don't have to be, but, like, you know, it's,
But, like, for like, the leagues thing, I was just, like, dying, hoping someone would start something in Cass City, and then I realized I just had to fucking suck it up and start it, because nobody was interested in doing it, and I'm just, like... And now it's, like, easy. It's easy peasy. I don't, you know... I do my best to, like, talk to the new people and kind of, you know, show them the ropes, but there's, like, no pressure. It's just, like, Everyone's there to play disc golf, and unless you do something absolutely horrible, no one's going to complain.
Don't blast your speakers. Just thinking of all the terrible things that people could do. Don't carve Nazi symbols into the trees.
Yeah, please, please don't. We beg of you.
We had enough of them. We don't need more.
That's true. Anyway, enough news about me. We are entering Worlds Week. We are in Worlds Week as we speak.
That was a good little rhyme that you had going there. Wow.
I did it. I'm a rapper.
You rappist, you.
That's why we did the lighter flick.
Hey.
For that single rhyme.
We got there. It's a the long game kind of joke. You only get it if you're a beautiful fucking person.
Yeah, so Worlds started on Tuesday. We're recording on Monday. So technically before, but by this episode released, we'll be a couple rounds in. There's going to be two rounds at Jones Supreme 18 and three rounds at Emporia Country Club, with the final round being at Emporia Country Club. All of the rounds will be live on Disc Golf Network, and the final round will be live on YouTube. Many ways to watch, including post-produced coverage by Jomez Pro, Gatekeeper Media, and GK Pro for the FPO side.
Hell yeah.
I'm really excited to see the Jones Supreme course again. It was really controversial during DDO. A lot of people didn't like it.
Right. It's a bomber course, right?
Yeah, it's a bomber course, and it's like a lot of... painted out of bounds, and it's like the opposite of Northwood Black. It's like really difficult, like Northwood Black, but
Southwood White.
Southwood White. Yes. It's already have gotten some flack from professionals on Instagram of people complaining about what the course conditions and whatnot, but they'll have to just suck it up and play it anyway.
Exactly. Like, that's your job. Go play disc golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I totally get it. You know, people need that sound bite, need that Instagram post.
Yeah, I think the biggest person who, or like the most complaints I've seen from was from Brody. And then there was a couple just about how.
Which I feel like Brody lives his life complaining about everything all the time.
Probably. I mean, I think.
Seems like that kind of guy.
He's come from like a different, I guess, like setting of the world.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a disc golfer.
Right. So it's just.
Seems like a turd.
Yeah. I don't mind people complaining. You know, it's not going to get anything done right away. It's not like they're going to go out and, oh yeah, we're not playing it
vocally like this.
Jones Supreme 18. Cause there's nothing wrong. It promotes conversation is all, you know, there's nothing about complaining that can get the job done right now. You know what I mean? But
I agree.
It's something that can promote a conversation maybe in the future to fix, you know, there might be some stuff that's wrong with Jones Supreme that it needs to fix. It's a brand new course, just put in this past year for DDO, and I'm right? You're saying I'm right?
I think you're right, yeah. It's Sam. Also, Brody, you know, probably just needs to shut up.
Yeah, stuff. I'm not a big Brody fan. I can't say I hate him because I don't really know him, but
I haven't grown to like him by what he's done.
No,
so far.
I would say when he first started, I was probably at like the low end of liking him, and then I kind of got in like the middle somewhere, and then he's kind of dropped back to. Not quite all the way down, but just not really
just
a big
doesn't,
fan of
yeah.
him.
I don't think we would be friends.
Yeah. I think, too, what doesn't help him is, like, his fan base, which it's hard to... You shouldn't judge people off of their fan bases, but he has a very annoying fan base.
I think he's annoying, so maybe he just fits into that crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a slam. That's a hot take right there. Brody Smith is annoying.
Dude, this would be hilarious if it somehow got to Brody and then he starts talking trash about us on debate night.
I would love it. That'd be funny. Like, podcast wars.
There's no such thing as bad press.
I dig it. Fuck Brody.
Anyway.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, fuck him.
Anyway, we already have Calvin Heimberg as a world champion because him and Macy Valadez took down the mixed doubles championship two nights ago, Saturday, I think it was. Yeah, you can watch them on the Disc Golf Guy. He's got footage up from that. So congratulations, Calvin. I always knew you'd be a world champ.
Fancy.
And let's hear some freaking bold claims. What do you think's going to happen at Worlds? Who's going to win? What's the score going to be?
I think
any aces.
Brody Smith is going to twist his ankle on the first hole and cry and probably poop his pants and go home. And then Nico is going to try to sneak in and
as Brody Smith. Like, he's going to dress up like Brody Smith.
Yeah, he'll have, like, a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And a hat.
I see it.
And
I can see it now.
It's that easy.
He's been packing on pounds to be an MMA fighter, so now he's about as big as Brody, too.
And he just, like, wears, like, platform shoes.
Nico LaCastro wins it as Brody Smith. You heard it here first, folks.
Yep. That's a hot take right
Jot
there.
That down.
Jot that down, guys. Jot that down.
All right. You have any real hot takes? Who's going to win it?
I'd take Heimberg.
Heimberg. I'm going to go Simon then. I'm going to go Simon.
I could see that.
Yeah. I just feel like bomber course. What about FBO side?
You can pick first.
Tatar. Just pick Tatar with me because...
I'm going to go Pierce.
All right. Okay.
And I'm going to go with the, I don't know, money line?
Speaking of Pierce, Paige Pierce, we thought from an article that was shared, had to be escorted off of Emporia's Country Club's grounds, but now there's new stuff that had been brought into light that she was never escorted and she left before...
It seems like it was just a non-story, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty silly, but it's funny that she was there, and then when someone came to tell her to leave, when she asked to see a manager, they told her no, and that they were calling the cops, and then so then she's like, "All right, I'm out,"
which is like the most odd reaction.
Well, there's also a rumor. I don't know if it's true. I haven't found it, but. A couple of people have told me that she told the groundskeeper to suck her dick, so, which is hilarious.
I mean, yeah, he kind of sounds like he deserved it, so.
Uh-huh.
And pretty, also, pretty like, funny. If Paige Pierce tells you to suck her dick, that's pretty sick.
You better. You better suck.
Yeah, dick. Get down on your knees, bitch. Start sucking.
Gobble this dick. Too dark. Too close.
No, I'm with you. Well, that was fun. Do we have any more things?
I was going to look them all up, but then I forgot, and now I don't know where to find it. So I'm just going to do a quick shout out to Ella Hansen for winning the World's Distance competition with a 495-foot throw.
It's crazy how far.
Mm-hmm. That's like 495 foot from the time it left her hand to where it hits. Not like if it gets a big skip and an extra 30 feet or something.
Craziness.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who won on the MPO side. I'm going to guess Garrett Gerthy, probably. Or Simon.
Just throwing it out there. Probably Double G.
Yeah. So, not sure. Can't find it. I don't know where they post those results, but... It was cool. It's just cool to see Ella Hansen kind of get, you know, she's making a name disc golf wise, but also just to be able to kind of make a name, you know, on the other side of things. I mean, still disc golf, but. And then also, did you know that Pro Worlds used to be a 10-round tournament?
Damn. Yeah, I think I did know that, like, a lot of the old tournaments used to be, like, fucking crazy like that.
The one thing I figured out about old tournaments is you could probably smell a tournament from like a mile away because it was like everyone was there camping long before like really nice RVs and stuff. And, you know, if it's 10 rounds, you're there for quite a while playing disc golf. You know, even if you're there for 5 days,
yeah.
You got to play 2 rounds a day. You know how sweaty you are?
Terribly. Yeah.
So yeah. All those people packed into a wood somewhere, you could probably smell that from
Don't
a mile
worry,
away.
The weed and cigarettes will cover it up.
Oh, there you go. It's probably all combined to one really bad smell. That's like how they found Disc Golf Worlds before GPS.
Oh, just the smoke cloud.
Yeah, it's right over here.
That's great.
Yeah. Man, what a time. Bunch of hippies.
I forgot where I was.
Really excited for Worlds again. I wish it was. I'm not a huge fan of DDO, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, should be sick.
I do think that the fort or whatever they played it at last year was pretty much like one of the perfect spots for it. It was such a good course.
Yeah, it'd be cool to like not have a repeat course, but what are you gonna do?
Oh, yeah, no, I think, oh, are you just saying because of DDO or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, and I think it's good that they move it around year to year with it being Worlds. You know, it should at least spend some time, like, over in Europe at least once or twice and, you know, make its rounds.
3, 2, 1.
Ta-fa.
Oh, yeah.
So, for me, stepping into the world of TDing tournaments, wanted to tell everyone what my favorite things are to get into Players Pack. So for our top five, we did top five things to get into in a Players Pack.
And I will tell Eric yes or no.
Towels. Everybody yes. loves towels. Especially if you get like nice ones, you know,
Dude, I just got... Sorry, this is random. Kyle's random tangent time.
Yeah.
I've just got a towel at Goodwill that has, like, bristles on it, like a brush, so I can scrape the mud and shit off my shoes.
Oh.
It's, like, built into the towel. It's fucking dope.
That's intriguing. I'm interested.
I'm so happy about it. It's like a golf towel, but I mean,
yeah. Oh, it's like used to scrape mud off the club, huh?
It says off the shoes too. Like it's built for heavy duty ish mud, you know, because it's golf. But
should be enough. I mean, you know, if you get a place where you can stomp it out and then just kind of scrape out the what's left.
No, it's like cement mud all the time. It's for in the spring. It's disgusting. Anyway, it's just so great to have that.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Like looking forward to a little bit of mud now.
It'll be a cheat code.
Usually that's my least favorite. But anyway, find that towel. Also, if you could get the dick towel, that'd be cool.
Dicktowel.com. Yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Those are the two things I had to say about towels.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, everybody loves towels. You can never have enough, especially since a lot of people kind of leave them everywhere. So it's always nice to have backups. I don't know how many towels I found on courses. Lots.
Lots.
Yeah. Another really good thing that I like to get into Players Pack is minis, mainly because they're also something that I kind of look over and forget, so it's always nice to have one. So if I get into Players Pack, I have one for the tournament.
True story.
And I do. I enjoy using a mini a lot. It's become kind of part of my routine for the most part when I step up to a putt, so yeah. I have my, like, prized minis that I really, really like, you know, that I try to keep on me, but sometimes they're not.
Right.
Number three, I picked, like, a locally sponsored, I wrote prizes, I don't really know what to call them, but it's just nice, anything that's local, even if it's not something I'm super excited about, it's just cool to see local businesses supporting disc golf. True, so it's not so much that I like getting, it's just nice to see that they're like, oh yeah, you know, we want to be a part of this, whatever it is. And yeah, it's just always really cool.
We're a real sport.
Yeah, we are now. Thanks, UC. You brought us into the real sport zone. Number two is Zanfell, or just like any poison ivy anti-itch cream, or even like I think they make like bug bite cream.
Yeah.
Because that can really kind of derail a tournament. Or even like bug spray
so that they don't bite you.
Bug spray too. I don't really feel like I get too much help from bug spray. Just pure DEET.
Just pure DEET.
Yeah. I don't even, what does DEET look like? What is DEET? Like,
I don't know.
They just say it's in all bug spray. They just rebranded like, oh, yeah.
Agent Orange. And they, you know.
Yeah, this is the good stuff because it's got a lot of DEET in it. But we have no idea what the fuck it is.
Yeah, what's DEET? I bet you wouldn't want to drink DEET.
No, I wouldn't want to drink
hand sanitizer.
Bug spray, so it is dilithyl metatolamide. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it is all it is, it's an active ingredient in insect repellents, and that's its only only use, I think.
Huh.
Well, a yellow oil. Give me the DEET. So you can buy pure DEET that's like a yellow oil, just so you know. Thank you, Google. Number one, I'm not saying that's Kyle's. Kyle likes to get it in player's packs.
I didn't know you actually wrote it down.
I couldn't come up with a number one. I exhausted all the things I could think of.
Okay. Well, number one, cocaine.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, I was just joking. Yeah, drugs. I think that'd be pretty cool.
That sounds like one expensive tournament to enter, though.
Yeah. There are some, like, you know, smoke and hangout tournaments here in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, there's a disc and dabs thing in Michigan.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what it sounds like.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No description needed.
I will come up with a number one. And this isn't so much in a player's plaque, but when it's really hot out, if a TD puts out a cooler with water in it, he's like, deserves all the praise to go out and drag a cooler all the way out. Because he usually drags it way back in like the turning point, you know. But just to have cold water, even just water like on hand, easy to get when it's like a really fucking hot round out. Is
super nice. Like a, mm-hmm. Keeps people alive.
Oh, yeah. I love water. God, I love drinking.
Which really, I mean, that's rule one as a TD. Try and keep everyone alive, really.
Yep, that is rule number one. And then rule number two is keep people from pooping on the course. I don't know why, but it's in the handbook.
And rule number three, give everyone cocaine.
That's a guideline. That one's a guideline.
Yeah, just not a rule.
It's like guideline number one because it can, you know, kind of make rule number one a little harder to do.
Is that considered a performance enhancing or performance debilitating drug?
Everybody's different, man.
Mm.
Like there is I can't smoke a lot in disc golf. I get worse. But I used to get better, I think, from it. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just didn't care. I don't know.
I wonder too, like, you know, there's a lot of people who drink and play.
Oh, I've never seen anyone as they got more drunk get better.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone get better, yeah.
I've seen people kind of maintain, like, and, you know, like, not really get drunk, you know, right. And, like, you know, like, after, you know, and get better, but they're not at a point where the alcohol is affecting
them. Yeah, physical activity is pretty tough when you're...
I'm any, like, league rounds or... I never drank during tournaments. I feel like if you're showing up to a PDGA sanctioned event, you should sanctioned plan to...
for sure. I think it's against the rules.
Yeah, it is. But that's what, like, up here, people do it. But if you're planning to show up to a PDGA sanctioned event, I think you should plan to play by all the rules within reason. I'm not going to call people on every 30-second violation, but
I will.
So I don't. Yeah, I don't drink during sanctioned rounds, and now I'm kind of cutting it out of like all competitive rounds because I want to play to the best of my ability.
Smart.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've enjoyed the leagues a lot more ever since I kind of stopped.
Now we just need to cut out that cocaine.
I'll have one like right before, like while I'm warming up, because I'll usually get there about hour and a half early, two hours early sometimes, but stop after.
It sounds like a problem.
It is. I have to then counteract it with the cocaine.
Right.
You know, like, alcohol brought me down, so now I gotta go back to the cocaine. You can only get so much cocaine in player's pack before it's an issue. So, you know, it's a thing. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in.
If you made it to this part.
Just one second. If you guys have any things that you've ever received in a player's pack that you thought was really cool or out of the norm, please message me it, because I would like to kind of get cooler stuff, not just your typical usual things, even though they're the usual typical things.
Sex because toys.
They're everybody's favorite, you know. So,
how about,
but if there's
condoms,
yes. No, we have enough freaking condom wrappers around Cassidy course. I don't
that's
wanna
true
be
at any least they're reason. Using protection.
I don't even think anyone's having sex out there. I think it's like some dumb like 8-year-old or 12-year-old who's like, man, I had sex. Look, I got a condom. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you had sex. Anybody can get a condom. That's what I think. But, you know, I could be wrong. I'm not
That's 8-year-old logic right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, friends.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in.
This was a great show. Episode 78 of
78. Yeah, we're almost to 80. We'll see you guys next week.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah.